Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, my name is Kerri-Anne Haynes-Knight, a graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education, the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, June 25th, 1834, the Barbadian newspaper carried three critical notices in anticipation of the formal abolition of slavery on August 1st, 1834. There was a notice concerning runaway blacks being held in the cage, two notices of meetings to discuss the compensation scheme, and a notice of the provision of a rural police force. In the months leading up to the abolition of slavery, there was a marked increase in enslaved resistance, which saw enslaved persons leaving the plantations and hiding themselves at family and friends throughout the country. The publication of a list of runaways who were held at the Bridgetown cage was steadily increasing. On this day in 1834, 30 enslaved blacks were in the cage waiting for their enslavers to remove them from the jail. For example, Ben had absconded from the confines of Mr. Fizzle. Mary Betsy ran away from her mistress, Celia Hall. John William left the premises of a Mrs. Butcher, and Lizzie ran away from her mistress, Martha Grasset, just to name a few. While the owners were obviously concerned that the enslaved blacks were running away, they focused more attention on the compensation money to be paid to them. The Barbadian carried an advertisement for the parish of St. Peter, calling on planters to meet at Denmark Fort at 11 o'clock on June 28th to discuss a petition for the compensation money to be paid on the per capita principle, while a similar meeting of planters and estate attorneys was scheduled to be held at Joe's River, St. Joseph, on June 26. Another concern noted in the newspaper was the security of the island during the upcoming apprenticeship period and beyond. The assembly passed a law for the rural policing of the country, dividing it into several districts. District A included St. Michael and Bridgetown. District B covered Christchurch and St. George. District C took care of matters in St. Philip and St. John. District D included St. James and St. Thomas. District E encompassed St. Peter and St. Lucy, while District F comprised St. Andrew and St. Joseph. Six spots of land were to be purchased for the erection of police establishments and houses of correction. The Act also made provision for police officers to be paid from the public treasury and to be provided with arms. It is noteworthy that those places identified as police districts on this day in 1834 have remained unaltered for over 175 years. The compensation money paid to the planters and borrowed by the British government was only finally repaid in 2015. And as for the enslaved who were caught and placed in the cage, they were most likely flogged and brought back to serve their apprenticeship for another 4 or 6 years.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.